At Monday's full meeting of Kerry County Council, the local authority said it is in discussions with Transport Infrastructure Ireland around the potential to introduce average speed camera zones in Kerry. The information was provided in response to a motion from Fine Gael councillor for the Corcaguina Municipal District and Castlemaine-based councillor Tommy Griffin, who I'm delighted to say joins me on the line now. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Good afternoon. And I suppose my first question, tell us about the motion you tabled and why you brought this motion to the table.
Good afternoon, David, and good afternoon to all the listeners. I suppose the reason I tabled this motion was we recently had a briefing there on the phase two of the speed limit review, which is coming up for urban areas where they're proposing to reduce the speed limit down to 30 kilometres in the approach to urban, we'll say, built-up areas. So I just said, you know, this is really nonsensical, really, because it's not going to improve safety in these areas. Because, like, trying to drive at 30 kilometres an hour if approaching a built-up area is just, it's impossible. And what's going to happen, David, is you're going to have a situation where speed bands are going to place themselves inside the 30 kilometre signs, and they're going to be shooting fish in the barrel, as they say, when it comes to speeding tickets, and it's not going to improve safety for people living or using, you know, walking in these areas. So I suppose the reason I put down the motion is we need to think outside the box when it comes to speeding. I suppose every council has been contacted about difficulties, or I would say the problem of speeding past schools and speeding past community centres and we'll say small villages. So this would be a way, a solution to the problem of speeding, where people could still drive at the speed limit, but they'd have to slow down, obey the speed limit coming into built-up areas and, you know, on their journey. So it's proved very effective on the N7. Anyone, when you're travelling to Dublin, you'll always see people obeying the speed limit. There still is a high number of vehicles being caught, an average of 47 vehicles a day being caught for speeding on that stretch of road. So we need to put practical solution-focused solutions in place, you know, to try to deal with the problem of speeding on our roads. And look, we all know that speeding is the main cause of most accidents in the country. So if we could get some sort of a handle on this and a practical solution, because trying to slow people down to 30 kilometres, it's absolute madness. There's going to be a huge amount of money spent rolling out this new speed limit review and rolling out the infrastructure. We're talking about digital signs and stuff like that, but everyone knows that a lot of money has been spent on, we'll say, digital signs over the years, and it still hasn't changed the driver's habits, as they say, or the driver speeding on these roads. So that was probably the reason behind my motion, being honest about it.
Of course, and as you said there, the system in Bord Hill on the N7 after leaving Limerick when you're going on the motorway, I'm sure many of the listeners are familiar with that stretch of road, the average speed check, but that's quite a big number as well, 47 vehicles a day still being caught. I suppose in that sense, you're saying it'll be in the areas where the speed is to change from 50 to 30, but what areas in the county in specifically, or would a pilot scheme you were hoping to say be rolled out, or would it be over a time and over in different parts of the counties?
Well, I suppose the response that I received there was in relation to national roads, with the national secondary roads. So they could be potentially looking at the Killarney to Cork Road, or we'll say the Killarney to Tralee Road, you know. So, look, I suppose what you would like to see is that they would concentrate this measure on areas where there's been serious accidents and fatalities, you know, to see if you could improve road safety. But I still think there's an opportunity to look at our regional and national roads too. You know, there's numerous examples where you have long stretches of roads where you could have the average speed measures in place, like, and they would certainly would have a positive effect on drivers' behaviour on these roads. But I was glad to see that this has been looked at. It's like, look, we've seen what has happened with speed limit reviews, where reducing the speed limit all the time, and without enforcement, it's not going to work. But like this average speed camera would be enforcement without a lot of guard resources or speed vans. And I suppose the location of our speed vans in the county, you'd have to question the logic of it. They're most of them are placed inside in areas in 50-kilometer areas, and they're trying to catch the driver going a small bit over the speed limit, but they really should be out in black spots, you know. So they aren't at the moment, and I suppose when that situation, when speed vans are not working and when there isn't enough enforcement on our roads, we have to look at other options then, and other methods of policing our road and making them safer for everyone that uses them.
Of course, yeah. And I suppose this time last year, I think it was March last year, that the TII rolled out the static speed safety cameras that was on the N69, the Coast Road, as many people would be familiar with, driving from Tralee to Limerick via Listowel and Tarbert. There's the static cameras there in Ballyhoman and Askeaton. And then, of course, in the N22, after the Macroom bypass, just a few kilometres at the end of the bypass, there's those static cameras. Would it be something of that effect, so, or would it more so the ones in Bird Hill, the average zone?
Yeah, well, you could, like I say, each area has different requirements. We'll say different, but they're both equally as effective, you know. So they change driver behaviour, and we have to go away from the situation of penalising drivers, you know, like catching them in opportune locations, like, you know, like these coming into a village or coming off a hill or something like that. We need to have proper. We'll send measures in place so that that in the most dangerous locations in the county there is less speed restrictions, and they're, you know, that they are monitored and they're policed, like, you know. So they're like bringing down the speed limit down to 30 kilometres an hour. It's all it's going to do. It's not going to improve safety. It'll provide an opportunity for speed vans to collect more revenue. That's all that's going to happen. And like people that are on the road all the time, they will probably be the ones that are going to suffer the most. They drive for a living, and you know, they like a lack of concentration, and like even trying to get down to 30 kilometres. So, like one example, like coming into a village and trying to get down to 30 kilometres. If you don't, you could potentially get caught. It's very difficult. I would challenge anyone to try the 30 kilometres. I tried it myself. It is going to be very, very difficult, and like, I suppose that was the main reason. So we have to look at other options to try reduce speed.
Of course, and you kind of touched upon it yourself there, Tommy, but I suppose some motorists do argue that these systems, they're more about revenue than safety, when it should be safety first. How would you respond to that, I suppose?
I completely agree. You know, you have to put measures in place that are workable and practical too. You know, that's the situation, because like professional drivers there, if they get penalty points on their license, it could have a detrimental effect on their employment, and it can happen very easily. It could happen to a driver just to get caught barely over the speed limit, and like at 30 kilometres, that's going to happen a lot more. So I suppose what I'm looking for is that before this phase two of this speed limit review comes in, that we look at other options, and it's a very worrying development. We had a briefing there recently about the new urban speed limits, and I'm concerned, you know, that some parts of the county are going to be affected very, very badly by this, and it, unfortunately, it's the driver then, and they're going to end up getting caught for speeding, and there's going to be a huge amount of money spent in rolling out digital signs and signage for this, and I think that money could be better spent on more practical solutions.
Of course, yeah, and I suppose that was the January this year that these new speed limits came in. But I may be wrong now, but was it upon the county council who was deciding where these limits were, or was that more of a Garda, or was it a collaboration between both, say, in these zones, to change them to 30 to 50 and confirming and clarifying whether they'd be, or is there a way that could still be, I suppose, approached?
Well, I suppose, look, we're going to, as councillors, we will be... trying to get common sense to prevail in a lot of these locations. There are national guidelines, and they're being implemented by the local authorities. So look, we will be doing everything possible to make to find practical solutions and try find appropriate places. Like there is like 30 km speed limits. There is appropriate places for that, but some of the places proposed are not. And I suppose that is a lot of the. We need to examine them very, very closely and see if we can get a common sense to prevail in these areas.
Of course, and I suppose, Tommy, it touches back to a recent letter that you read at the Castle Island MD from students at the Castlemaine, was it Foybuck National School? Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, no, it was just the school had made contact with me, and they have a very active campaign there to try to get we'll say motorists to slow down passing the school. It's the main Castlemaine to Inch Road, we'll say the main Killarney to Dingle Road, and you have a huge amount of traffic passing the school. It's a 50 km zone, and unfortunately, it's a street, a very long straight road, and the motorists weren't adhering to the speed limit. So they started a campaign to see if the council could assist in their plight to try to get traffic to slow down and to put more road markings. And they actually, in that letter, it mentioned that they didn't want the speed limit to reduce any further. All they wanted was that the current speed limit be enforced, and that this would be a perfect opportunity to roll out this technology on that very long straight road. You know, it could it would be an ideal pilot scheme in the county on a regional road. They did a wonderful job. They have a junior road safety officer, Derek Flaherty is his name, and he represented the school very well, and the members were very impressed by their letter and the detail in it. And they weren't just highlighting the problem, they were offering solutions and asking that more speed monitoring be carried out on that road. So I was delighted to be able to be in a position to represent the school and to read out the letter from the school. And I suppose that, you know, that's a lot of the reason why I'm looking for different, we'll say, mechanisms to be used to try and change driver behaviour. So the different methods, I suppose, really. And you know, we know that the existing signage is not working. The digital signs don't work. So you need to think outside the box and stop doing the same thing all the time when it doesn't work. So hopefully, look, this pilot the pilot by TII will have a success rate, and it will change driver behaviour, and we might look at rolling it out into the other parts of the county and to the regional road network too.
Of course. That's a good place to leave it there for today. Tommy, I appreciate you joining us on the show this afternoon, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
That's Councillor Tommy Griffin talking about his motion at the recent meeting of Kerry County Council, calling for the local authority to roll out a pilot scheme of the average speed check zones. Let us know what you think. 083 300 3300.